Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Philadelphia Health Department reported nearly 300 newly confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the city over the July 4th weekend. But there are some hopeful signs as well. And some city services are getting back to normal, as we hear from KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
A dozen children gathered at the Mander Playground in North Philadelphia, masked and socially distanced, waiting for the signal. Just after 11, water spouted from the spray ground, and they ran toward it.
What I don't want to lose sight of in all this is what we're here for. And we're here to give our kids a decent life in the city, despite all that's going on.
Mayor Jim Kenney says he regrets not being able to open pools this summer, but is glad the spray grounds are back. Regular weekly recycling collection resumes this week, too. Small movements, but in the right direction. Council President Darrell Clark hopes it makes summer a bit more bearable.
We have to come back with some sense of normalcy for these young people.
Despite the case count, there are hopeful signs in the city's numbers. New hospital admissions have fallen to single digits. There have been no new cases in long-term care facilities in more than a week. And testing is up above 2,500 a day, so new cases are about 4% of the total. A good sign.
It's not something any of us wanted to do in my second term as mayor, and his new term as council president, but we're dealt the hand we're dealt with, and we have to deal with the best we can.
At Mander Playground, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.